The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Chatting about whether or not you think you're a bad driver, and if you are one, would you cop to it? This comes off the back of, I don't trust my reverse camera. I do not trust a rear camera. A couple of weeks ago, there were some bollards behind me, and it was on a curve, and I was trying to get out of a parking bay, and I got out of my car to actually tick the distance and how much that I had. Even though I've got a full year Technicolor screen in front of me.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think that getting out and checking makes you a good driver or a bad driver?
I think it makes me a good driver.
Okay. I just wanted to see where your head was at on that.
But imagine what kind of a better driver I would be if I just was like...
Because my car is so old that it has a six-disc shuttle and no rear camera. The only way I know there's a bollard behind me is if my car stops moving.
So I've got to be
careful of this.
Crunch.
It's an interesting question because I got a mate who did his driver's license. Well, his learner's 3 times. Mm-hmm. Guess how many times it took him to get his driver's?
4.
Try again.
6.
8.
Never.
8 attempts before he passed his driver's license.
Have you driven in a car with this guy?
Only once.
And was it warranted that he failed 7 times?
No, that was the first and the last time. He was banned in our friendship group. Like, nobody wanted to get in the car with him, not even to run from his house down to the cafe, like, a block away.
Okay, but do you guys think you had an unconscious bias against him because it took so long for him to get his drivers? You were like, this guy is a bad driver. I don't even need to be in the car with him.
I feel like 8 failures is not an unconscious bias. I feel like 8 failures is a very, very conscious decision.
So even like if you need a designated driver and everyone's got like bachelor party vibes, you would never pick him, even if he stays stone cold
no,
sober.
No, I'd pick him stone cold sober. Oh. You know, but...
And just hold on for dear
life. Yeah, hold on for dear life. No, because you see, everyone you ask, are you a good driver, Joe Man?
I think I'm an okay driver, yeah.
Rosanne, are you a good driver?
Yes.
Am I a good driver? Yes. Everyone says yes. Nobody says no to this question. And yet every day I drive down the roads and people drive.
Doen jy?
Ek wil die 50 rand woord gebruik.
Ja, nee, kyk.
That's why we get paid the big bucks, because there are bad drivers on the road and there's traffic, and then we have to be on radio.
Will anyone cop to being a bad driver? Was the last time you parallel parked when you took your test?
Mm-hmm.
Have you never tried it again because you know it's not going to work? Is anyone willing to own up this afternoon? 084-850-0942. Drop us a line. We want to chat.
One thing about this show is that it is a safe space for you to share your things with. Things that you don't maybe want to cop to in normal life. Joanne from Kempton Park is on the line, and she has said in a text message in black and white, "Hi Rob and Roz, I am a horrible driver. Welcome to the show."
Hi Rob and Roz, how are you guys?
We're good, Joanne. You were the first person who came through and told us the truth this afternoon. Why do you say you're a bad driver?
Listen, I can't even lie about it. Like, honestly, I'm a horrible driver. If I go to a shop, listen, there will be 1,000 parking spots open in front of the shop. I will not park there if there is 3 cars next to me. I can't, because I know I will not be able to sit in that space the first time. I will have to go in and out like how many times just to get straight. So you know what? I know my loss. I'll just go park on the other side of the store. That's fine with me.
And honesty is the best policy. We love it. Absolutely. Have you ever been in an accident?
I have been in a bumper special last September.
Okay. Recently?
Yes.
I assume it was your fault. Though.
Well, to be honest, I was at the back. So technically, it still was my fault.
Technically. So, Joanne...
If
you're going for lunch or brunch or whatever in Parkhurst and all those tables are on the sides of the roads, you are not the one to be parallel parking.
No,
absolutely.
I have parallel parked the day I did my driver's and I will never. I will go find another spot, even if it's 2 blocks away. I will never parallel park in my life.
How's your hill start, Joanne?
Me and it can't work. It all depends on you. I can eat a big hill if I just come to a bit of a hill, like my body sweats. I start sweating and my heart starts racing. I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to roll back. I cannot do this. No.
I'm sorry. It must be stressful getting around, Joanne.
It is. And so I travel from Kempton Park to Sandton daily. So the amount of stress that I just endure from my way to, from my, on my way to work, it's, I cannot.
You've
I
solved,
can't stress it enough. It's horrible.
You've solved the mystery for us, Joanne. Since we started the show, I've been trying to work out why the N3 is as bad as it is.
Yes.
It's not completely my fault. There's other idiots that are worse than me.
Madeleine het 'n boodskap gestuur, Joanne, you are not alone. Madeleine sê,
dankie Madeleine.
Ek het een keer 28 jaar terug parallel parkering gedoen met my lisensie en toe nog nooit weer
nie. Nou sien jy, hoekom is dit even daar, vir wat? Een mens gebruik dit nie, rein en reg het in die parkering en as jy nie kan nie, dan los jy dit, gaan soek vir jou aan die parkeerplek, asseblief.
Oh, Joanne, also feel baie lief, drive safely this afternoon, all right.
Thank you. Have a
Thank
great
you, babes.
Evening,
Have
guys.
A lovely evening.
Bye.
A legend. What a legend.
There you go. Joanne is the reason you're in the traffic this afternoon.